Good morning. Good morning and welcome to a rainy morning here in Philomath and here at Peace Lutheran Church. I don't know if you ever noticed, just an observation as we think about our readings and where we're headed here this morning. Have you ever noticed that it's when you lose something that you realize how valuable it is in your life? I didn't realize I was on my cell phone that much until about 2-3 weeks ago when I lost my cell phone or someone misplaced it. And boy, that was a realization. I need my cell phone. I don't know if I can live without it, was the thought that went through my mind. Well, in today's, both of our readings this morning, first of all, from our gospel reading, we read about how a shepherd loses a sheep, or we see that a shepherd does lose his sheep. We see how valuable that one sheep is for him. And then in Vicar Dollar's message this morning, based on Jonah chapter 2, we see how valuable Jonah is to God. God goes to work to save Jonah's life. And so the takeaway today, hopefully for you this morning, is that no matter where we are, no matter if we're lost, God seeks to pursue us and save us. We are valuable to God in His sight. We do have some announcements to share before we begin. I'll keep them fairly brief. Again, most of them are projected in front and in the bulletin. The first is that after our worship today, we're going to take about a 10-minute break. Those who would like to go to fellowship are welcome to, but about 10 minutes after the end of our worship, Dan Dusek is going to be giving a presentation on the incident response brochure that is out in the narthex. He's going to give some more information about that here in the sanctuary. That's happening today. Secondly, next Sunday, we have checked the weather. It's looking good. And so we are planning our last outdoor worship opportunity next Sunday at 11 a.m. So be prepared, maybe a little chilly. It looked like things are looking good for next weekend, though. So just a heads up on that. Of course, if it's raining, we got the best fallback option of all. We can come back into the sanctuary and worship in here. Also, the Women's Bible Study, Mid-Valley Women of Faith, there was a slide about that. That's beginning next week. If you're wanting to register, take part in that Women's Bible Study, please contact Callie. She'll be back this week. Or check out the poster in the bulletin on the bulletin board in the hallway to find out more information. Other announcements to share. Lindy.
Just wanted you to know that we had another freezer meal preparation session yesterday. Most of the meat that we used was provided by Love Inc., actually, and then we purchased whatever else is needed. And thanks go to Bruce DeYoung and also to Jeanette Payne for organizing it and to all the people who helped, Ruth and Bruce and Jeanette and Joyce and Betty and me. And we made a total of 72 meals for the freezer meals.
Fantastic. Good stuff. Miss Elaine.
And if you are a beneficiary of the freezer meals, when you bring the containers back, you know the island where it's open underneath? There's two bins there for putting the containers back in there. And then I wanted to compliment everyone. I spent several hours earlier this week, my joy, organizing the kitchen and going through it. But I just want to compliment people. Everyone puts stuff away where it goes. It's wonderful. And so I was just very impressed with how organized everything was and where everything was where it needed to be. But I wanted to let you know that, you know, a lot of times you want to take things home after fellowship. And so in the tea cart, you know, where you get tea, underneath those two cupboards underneath are where Bibles are, and then also there's containers that you can take things home, and that's also now where the brown grocery bags are because they didn't have a home. And then if you stand as if you're going to serve coffee, there's drawers there that have, that's where the Ziploc bags are. So if you're not sure, I don't think I ever said that, but that's where they are.
Thanks, Elaine. Sharon.
Yes, here we are again. We're less than 2 months away from the bazaar. The bazaar is November 9th. That's a Saturday. And I have my sign-up sheets, and there's two. One is to help with the cookie jar, and that is boxing up the cookies for people that want to buy them. and we have three time slots, and we'd like to have two people for each time slot. Now, if you want to get an early time slot, then you need to sign up early so that you get your preference. And also, you can start thinking about the cookies that we need. Your favorite kind of cookie that you like to make or is special to you. And if you would sign up and let us know the kind of cookie and how many dozens you're going to make. So it's not too early to sign up, but don't worry, I'll be back.
Thank you, Sharon. One last note on the parking lot. This week, we're looking at the asphalt is likely to come in this week, so just so you know. And then in about 3 or 4 weeks, the curbing will also come in. So that's kind of the plan. It's still going to be a project for the next 3 or 4 weeks is what it sounds like.